This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has inaugurated, laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 58,000 crore rupees in Amravati, Andhra Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated to the nation the Viringyam International Deep Water Multipurpose Seapot, which is the country's first semi-automated port. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said it is a significant step forward in the development of India's maritime infrastructure. He said the Viringyam port is a great model of new age development and will bring great economic stability and benefits to the country and to Kerala.
इस सी पोर्ट को 8,800 करोड़ रुपीस की लागत से तैयार किया गया है। यहाँ दुनिया के बड़े मालवाहक जहाज आसानी से आ सकेंगे। अभी तक भारत का 75% ट्रांसशिपमेंट भारत के बाहर के पोर्ट पर होता था। इससे देश को बहुत बड़ा रेवेन्यू लॉस होता आया है। ये परिस्थिति अब बदलने जा रही है। अब देश का पैसा देश के काम आएगा। जो पैसा बाहर जाता था वो केरला और विरिंगम के लोगों के लिए नई इकोनॉमिक अपॉर्चुनिटीज लेकर आएगा.
Zverev's declaration was adopted today during the global media dialogue, and the member nations agreed to collaborate on giving voice to traditions and heritage. The delegates from 77 countries participated in the global media dialogue at the Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw chaired the event. The participating countries agreed to prevent the spread of misinformation and disinformation and promote media integrity, fact-based journalism and responsible advertising. They also agree to support content that respects human rights and cultural sensitivities while fostering cross-border collaborations to deepen shared understanding. The declaration further acknowledged the critical role of media and entertainment in promoting development and harmony. The member nations also recognize that AI can enhance market efficiency, creativity and audience engagement and seek to ensure its ethical use by minimizing harms and reducing biases. Bollywood actor Aamir Khan has applauded Waves for helping the nation become a leader in media and entertainment.
I've been around for almost now 35 years, and I have not seen any government who has ever thought about us. So this is the first time that any government has applied their mind and their emotions and said, ki yaar, let's do something in media and entertainment. Let's make that powerful. Let India be a leader in that. The fact that the present government has actually made the effort to announce it and organize it, it's a huge opportunity for all of us as Indian filmmakers across the language.
President Draupadi Murmu has said that senior citizens are an important part of the family and they act as an emotional pillar for the family. Addressing an event, Aging with Dignity at Rashtrapati Bhavan today, the president said advice of senior citizens is important for the guidance of the society. She expressed happiness that the government of India has taken several steps to improve the safety, health and quality of life of senior citizens. Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav today participated in the ministerial interactive panel discussion on the theme Means of Implementation at the conferences of the parties to the Basel, Rotterdam and Stockholm Conventions BRS COP in Geneva. During the panel discussion, Mr. Yadav presented a summary of key points emerging from the roundtable discussions with other countries held on Wednesday. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil has said that the central government is committed to ensuring that no village or farmland in the country remains deprived of water over the next 4 years and that India becomes drought-free. The minister was speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony for the earthworks construction and lining of the Godavari right bank canal under Phase 1 of the Maharashtra Irrigation Improvement Program held at Astgaon in Rahata Taluka, Ahilyanagar district. Delhi and its adjoining areas woke up to heavy rainfall and thunderstorm this morning. Although it brought a much-needed respite from the heat spell, the rains also led to waterlogging, uprooting of trees and traffic disruptions. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Mumbai Indians defeated Rajasthan Royals by 100 runs at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. Put into bat, Mumbai Indians scored 217 for 2 in the stipulated 20 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.